Scott, school starts tomorrow. Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
Mostly, I just want to like remind people, especially those who don't have kids, that if they're driving through Oklahoma City, that they're going to have to watch for those flashing lights. So just tell me a little bit about what the drivers need to expect.
They, you know, the drivers have actually been out the last Thursday and the day again driving their routes. They're going to expect that, you know, the buses are going to be pulling up. They'll have their yellows on, their warning lights, and then their reds between 100 and 300 feet from the stop. And they're going to, you know, stop, pull over as far as they can out the road, pick up the students. The stop sign will be out. Tell them to stop. They need to, when they first see those yellow lights, it's not, you know, just like in traffic, it's not a signal to go faster. They need to go ahead because we may have students who, they see the bus and they're running for the bus and they run across the road or something like that. And you know, it can be a bad situation. So really, the warning lights need to tell them, go ahead and just start stopping right then and wait for that. And if they're on a non-divided highway or non-divided road, if there's a median in the middle, it's different. But if there's not a median, even whenever they're approaching the bus, they need to stop, whether behind the bus or in front of the bus, they need to be stopping.
That's exactly right. And also for people who are driving near a school, those flashing street lights also are going to be on, so people need to be aware there.
The majority of our students actually are not in this for most districts, but majority of our students do not ride a school bus. They actually are either walkers or car riders, something like that. So there's going to be all kinds of activities around schools. And really, I would say to someone who's driving around, you know, if you can avoid the school zone, you know, and go a different direction, it might be wise the next few days because it's going to be a very busy place to be, and reducing that traffic might just be a wise thing.
And I'm guessing for the next couple of weeks, especially, Oklahoma City Police are going to be keeping a very close eye on those school zones.
Yeah, I would think so, and they always do a very good, nice job for watching those. So definitely, I would just encourage you to go 20. You know, just go as 15 to 20. You know, in those, I wouldn't even go to the limit. I'd just go a little bit below because, again, these first few days, kids are so eager, and, you know, we need to be the adults and watch out for them. And they do have the right of way, and whether they do it the way they're supposed to on crosswalks and all, it makes no difference. They wouldn't be watching out for the kids.
All right, because we're talking about children that are as young. Now, granted, usually if they're like 5 or 6, they probably have some kind of an adult. But these are young children out there who are just excited to be in school this year.
Yeah, you know, and exactly. And this weather feels like fall already, which is wonderful. I'm enjoying that, but and thankful for that. But yeah, they're definitely excited. They want to see their friends and excited about who their teacher is going to be and get started and all the new things are going to learn there. So definitely, you know, probably one of the last things, unfortunately, one of the last things we're going to be watching for is traffic. And so we need to be watching out for them.
Right. And do you have any statistics about how many buses you guys have? I know you've got 75 new ones, but do you have any statistics about just how many buses overall you guys have?
Well, we run 112 buses per day. We're, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind me putting in a plug right now,
please.
We could use more drivers. We'd really we are going to actually be driving fewer than 112 buses because we have fewer than 112 drivers, but we do have the buses for it. And so we do need drivers. They can call my number, 587-1148, if they're interested in driving a bus. But we're looking for people with a good driving record who don't mind being around kids. You know, they're not driving boxes. These boxes talk back. You know, and there's a – but enjoy in general, and I've driven a bus myself, and it's a fun job. If it's something that you like doing and you're safety-minded, enjoy being around students, can work a split shift morning and then afternoon, we're definitely interested in talking to someone who's interested in doing that.
And, Scott, can people also – is there a place online where they can go?
Yes. Thank you. www.okcps.org and click on careers.
Fantastic. And you guys have got new buses to play around with, apparently.
Yeah. I tell you, it is. I've been here 7 years, and we're just very thankful to the voters for passing this bond. It passed last November, and we're seeing the fruits of that already. Unfortunately, buses are a lot, you know, they're not like, you know, bond issues. A lot of times you think about buildings, and you build a building, and usually it lasts more than, you know, 7, 8, 10 years, but buses don't. You know, they wear out, and so we do need to be replacing them, and we've have gone through a bit of a drought where we did not have, you know, we've been trying to keep together a very old fleet. It was approaching average mileage, approaching well over 150,000, approaching 200,000 average miles, and 10 years old. And so badly needed shot in the arm, and the plan is there that we are going to be, you know, we've got a pretty big group up now, but in 2 years we plan on buying some more to replace some of the older ones we have and keep that going so that we stay out of a very old fleet and try to keep the nothing older than like 7 or 8 years old and keep a fleet that we can rely on and aren't spending a ton of money on maintenance.